And welcome back to the KCII PM Sports page. It's now time for our Jet Physical Therapy Soccer Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Mid Prairie's Ashton Van Winkle. Ashton, congratulations on the honor. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, no problem.
Ashton, coming off of a big game Monday, to say the least, a 4-3 victory over Monticello. Your team improved to 3-2 on the season. And you had four goals there, all four goals for the Golden Hawks. So, Ashton, did you eat your Wheaties Monday, or what was going so right for yourself?
Honestly, I have no idea. This season, I've kind of been struggling with scoring, so it's kind of nice to get back on track. But I'm just glad I could have done that.
Mm-hmm. And how, you don't have to go down, you know, how you scored every goal, but yeah. What made you so successful Monday, or how were your teammates really setting you up for those chances?
I think this game, we were just really set on positioning, and three out of my four goals all had assists from my teammates, and apparently I was in the right position for them to get it to me. So
a four-goal performance, very rare. Have you ever had anything like that, maybe in your younger ages or anything?
Last season, I actually had six goals in one game.
Six.
So I got pretty close this season.
Six. Sometimes I can't count to six. Wow. That is one heck of a game, my man. But four goals, obviously a big game for yourself on Monday as well. Let's start looking at your team, 3-2 on the season. How do you think things have gone from a team standpoint and where the team is headed?
Honestly, I think we're a little below standard because we were really hoping to get to state this year. But Pat has told us that we've improved every game. And we've taken a lot of shots and we can't seem to finish it. But as we go on, I think it's getting better and better.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just mentioned a team goal of making a state, as with, I'm sure, anyone. Mm-hmm. Maybe from an individual standpoint, you coming into your junior campaign, what were you looking to get out of this season?
Last season, I got about 15 goals, I think, and I was just hoping to maybe match that or even get closer to 20 this season.
Okay. Last year, a sophomore leading scorer for the team. What's the difference between last year and this year? What do you think you've improved on the most?
I've definitely improved my positioning on the field and my shooting, because this summer I specifically focused on my shooting because there were a lot of opportunities last season that I didn't really score that I should have. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Ashton, soccer is your lone sport, so do you do club soccer in the off season, or how do you keep around the game all year long?
I've thought about club soccer, but I haven't really gotten to it. And during the summer, me and my teammates, my cousins, we go down to the soccer fields and just practice.
Your coach, Pat Cady, maybe describe his coaching style and what do you like about him coaching the Golden Hawks?
I really like that he isn't just focused on soccer and he actually cares about us as personally. And he really supports us and motivates us to keep on going, even when we're maybe going through a tough time, mm-hmm. rough patch or something.
Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, you're just a junior, but you have been around a while at the varsity ranks. So is there a leadership role that you've stepped into this year, whether it was vocally or maybe just on the field by your actions?
This season I am a captain, and I could definitely talk more, as Pat has told me, but since last season, I've definitely been encouraging and supporting my teammates out on the field more.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier 3-2 record, but you think the team can be better and expects to be better. So with that in mind, if you want to reach the goal of a state appearance, what do you think the squad as a whole needs to improve on?
Definitely finishing and getting it to the back of the net, because I think we've taken 106 shots in five games and only scored 9 goals.
Okay.
So we definitely need to improve finishing.
Sure. Well, Ashton here, a fun one for you. Do you have a soccer idol that you try to mirror your game after?
Yeah, my favorite team is Borussia Dortmund, and they have an 18-year-old who's kind of stepping up named Jadon Sancho, and I've kind of been watching him and trying to improve my game on how he's been playing.
What do you like about him, or what draws you to him?
He's really good at dribbling, which I struggle with sometimes, and it's just fun to see him kind of beat opponents that I would like to do later on.
Last question before I let you go here, Ashton. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on their motto, "Movement is your medicine." How do you use that motto to prepare for competition?
I do a lot of running and physical activity because in soccer you have to keep your stamina up, and these last couple of years I haven't really kept up on that, and it's really affected me.
Sure. Well, man, I appreciate the time here today. Thanks for talking to me, and congratulations on the honor. Best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.
And that's Mid Prairie soccer player Ashton Van Winkle, Jr. for the Golden Hawks. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Soccer Athlete of the Week. 4 goals, Monday's game, a big outing for the junior. Let's take another break. We'll come back with more of the PM Sports Page after this on KCII.